This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup, a friendly little get-together here in our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear, every cub, and you. Just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup. In this show, we feature two Los Angeles husbears, Alonzo Duralde and Dave White. First, we have Dave. Dave White is the author of a very funny collection of personal essays, Exile in Guyville, and subtitled, How a Punk Rock Redneck Faggot Texan Moved to West Hollywood and Refused to Be Shiny and Happy. In Dave's book, Alonzo goes by the secret code name of Morocco Mole. Here is an excerpt from the chapter called Diabetes in Dave White's Exile in Guyville. We're being cruised, I say to Morocco Mole, who never notices this sort of thing. No, we're not, he says. Then, who? Where? As he cranes his neck around. Wow, you're not so subtle, I say. You're 3 o'clock. The bariest bear in Beartown over there is licking his chops at us like we're dinner. We're at a gay comedy club where West Hollywood's complete and total submission to all things lame and middlebrow, but it's gay so it deserves your support, strikes again. This is something I'm discovering about my little homo ghetto. Most of the gays here have all their taste in their mouths, and even that's been dulled by cigarettes, apple martinis, and party drugs. Around the corner from our apartment is a store on Santa Monica Boulevard called Gay Mart. Morocco's pet name for it is the Newcastle Coal Store. Mine is less clever. Penetrate my anus now, please. Everything inside Gay Mart has a rainbow flag on it. Everything. Because people in West Hollywood need rainbow flags to be identified as fag. Very few shirts there have sleeves. There are mesh jock straps on little hangers. They carry glow sticks. Gay Mart seems to do a brisk business, and in spite of the fact that we wouldn't shop there even if our lives depended on it, we hope it stays open if for no other reason than that their big storefront sign says parking in the rear on it. But back to gay comedy. We wish we weren't at this particular gay comedy club, but we are. I'm on assignment for Instinct magazine, writing about funny homos, and my biggest concern at the moment is that none of them showed up tonight. It's one of those places where the homosexual comics make jokes about lesbian mechanics and Judy Garland and leather. But I'm being paid to write an article. I have to pretend I enjoy it like Hedda Robert has to pretend to like the shitty Mel Gibson movie he took me to see. Anyway, it's easy to be distracted by the bariest bear in Beartown's hairy eyeball moves. He approaches me in Morocco and begins laying on the self-deprecating cuteness and the charming. So yes, he was cruising us, which is fine by me. I like being admired. And strangely, we're all talking like we're suddenly best friends. His name is Dave, too. On the drive home, Morocco says, see, this place is great. You just made a new friend. I'd hardly call that guy a new friend, I say. He was nice and interesting and all, but all he wants is a little boom boom. Also, his name is Dave, too, and there can be only one, and that's me. Are you being the Highlander now or Helen Lawson? He says. Huh? There's only one star in a Helen Lawson show, and that's me, baby, remember? Faggot says what? It's from the Valley of the Dolls. Oh, yeah. Well, I was being the Highlander. And it turns out that Dave, too, was, in fact, cruising us. We fit the chubby, facial hair-having prereqs that makes his pants tent. He was, however, also making friends. We come to learn later that's just how Dave, too, makes friends, by trying to hit it first, hang out later. So when he invites us to a birthday party, not his, some other guy's, we figure it's the friendly thing to do. There's a running joke in the book American Psycho about the murderer not being able to tell his professional colleagues apart. That's my problem at this birthday party. There are no women here, only men. Make that only gay men. Make that only gay bears. Bears, for you readers who pay no attention to the bizarre intricacies of gay microcultures within the already marginalized gay demimonde, are exactly the opposite of the kind of gay you see on Will and Grace. They tend to be unskinny and unshaven, but like the other gays, they too tend to run in packs. We're at the Fat Fuck Petting Zoo, I say to Morocco out of the side of my mouth. To appear to whisper would be rude. We're fat fucks too, he side-mouths back. I didn't say they ain't pretty to look at, but what kind of person makes friends exclusively with people who are just like him? That would only be everyone in the world.
Oh yeah, that. The spread is great, though. Huge cake, lots of ice cream, a smorgasbord of diabetes waiting to happen. Someone's brought a box of ding-dongs. The following Monday at school, I'm asked the "How is your weekend?" question by fellow instructor Ed, the Eeyore of the school who's decided he finds me fascinating. He's a struggling screenwriter who's never sold a script. He's too bitter, too early. He's a walking stereotype in ill-fitting clothes, patchy stubble, unwashed hair, and seething resentment. I say, "My boyfriend and I went to a bear birthday party."
"Your what?"
"My boyfriend."
"You're gay?"
I thought it was obvious.
"You don't look gay. What's a bear?"
"A gay who looks like me."
"Weird."
"Tell me about it." This excerpt from Exile in Guyville is used with the author's permission. Check Dave White out at his website, imdavewhite.com. Referred to Morocco Mole in Dave White's story, Alonzo Duralde is a former Advocate editor and the author of 101 Must-See Movies for Gay Men. In the October 24, 2006, Advocate magazine, Alonzo contributed an article entitled "Online with Live Bears" about the popular blog LiveJournal, and I'd like to read you Alonzo's article. Quote, "We all like hairy men. We all have so much in common. That's how many social events for bears are characterized," says Louisville, Kentucky-based artist and musician Jeb Edwards. "But really, we don't," he says. "If you want to get to know bears, you need to go to the online blog, LiveJournal, where you can dig a little deeper into their thoughts and personalities." LiveJournal, or LJ, as many affectionately call it, is a popular blog that allows people to keep a running diary about their lives, their opinions, or anything else they want to post. Users can make their entries completely private or public, or even filter them to a specific friends list. And while LiveJournal isn't an exclusively bear site, it's become exceedingly popular among a subculture of gay men who lean toward body mass and facial hair. More than 450 LJ users list bears as an interest, and few are talking about cave-dwelling creatures. For freelance writer Aaron Aldericio, 29, LJ was a safe way to explore the bear subculture while he was still married to a woman. "I got onto it to snoop on a coworker because I was intrigued by his lifestyle," he says, making air quotes with his fingers. "I didn't have much in common with the guy I was snooping on, but he led me to gay people who happened to be bears, which happened to be the kind of guys I was attracted to and could relate to. After a couple of months of lurking, I got up the nerve to leave a comment, and that opened the floodgates." While LiveJournal gave Aldericio a place to explore his sexuality, it also has created a national, and somewhat international, networking place for bear-identified gay men. Writer and theme park creative director Dave Cobb, 36, opened an LJ account in May 2003. "At the time, I was traveling a lot for work," he recalls, "so I would post in my journal, 'Hey, does anybody out there happen to live in such and such city?'" Having made real-life contact with many of his LiveJournal friends, Cobb says the site has connected him with people I could genuinely call friends in 5 or 10 cities, and people I could call acquaintances by proxy, because I chat with them a lot, in 15 or 20, including bears in Australia, Spain, the United Kingdom, and the Philippines. "What is it about LiveJournal, which has no specific bear or gay affiliation, that makes it such a popular hub for bears? No one seems quite sure," Cobb notes. "Having met a lot of these people in the real world who I have no geographical connection to and no particular educational or cultural motive to be connected to, there's something on LiveJournal that I can't quite figure out," he says. "Like-minded is too simple. It's that feeling of, wow, I'm having real discourse here, and certainly none of the sex sites do that. And it's not just about one-on-one encounters with fellow bears in other cities." Edwards, 36, has used the site to launch an acclaimed podcast titled 50 Pound Note, and LiveJournal also has lit a fire under him. "I have a degree in art, but have given up on being any kind of artist," he says. "With LJ, I was suddenly exposed to other artists for the first time in 10 years. They were my inspiration to create again." Edwards recently participated in a show in Denver made up entirely of LJ artists. Owen Murphy, 29, a recruiter for a law firm in Chicago, has reaped numerous social benefits from the site. He co-hosts a massive LJ party every year during the city's Bear Pride festivities over Memorial Day weekend. But there have been personal bonuses as well. It sounds a little odd, but my first gay kiss, my first gay bar experience, my first gay friend, all a result of LiveJournal, he says with a laugh, and all with LiveJournalers. That was Alonso Duralde's article in The Advocate, Online with Live Bears. Check out Alonso's fantastic new book, 101 Must-See Movies for Gay Men. November 21st, actually, is my 3-year anniversary with LiveJournal, and you can find me there as Wolf Bear. And here's a quick shout-out to the Nard of Bear Podcast. Thanks so much for inviting me to co-host episode number 89. We had a great time and hope to do it again. Whoops, the darn drain's clogged with fur again, so gotta go. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup. This has been episode number 41. Be sure to check out my website, www.serratia.com. Thanks for streaming or podcasting Bear Soup, tickling your furry ears exclusively on the Bear Radio Network.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.